Blog Talk Radio.
300. Yeah.
Christ in the flesh, I'm just waiting on the passion. Speaking revolution, legacy is everlasting. Die on the 6th, on the 5th, I was fasting. Speed it up for him, cause I heard it's a process. Fresh pair of slacks with a blazer and a mock neck. Night spent fighting with the devil, they ain't stopped yet. Finally getting happiness, and now what should I drop next? Joy back home, resting on the throne. Bank account grown, then you see a nigga got checks. New album classic in my team, that we got next. Shit, it feels good to be able to not stress. Monster in my way, I've been fighting with a lock next. Surrender my place, can't progress. With a bitter pill, hard to swallow when to digest. System 4 albums of boom bap, and niggas would assume that. I never hit the kitchen with that Pyrex vision. I be speaking to the listener, all of them is prisoners. Balls over here, I be reaching them with literature. Cell shock with a cellmate, see the scale shake. Break to a digital, enough to make a scale break. Fishing in them unsafe waters, call it jailbreak. This is preemptive, murder was attempted. You ever hit the corner with those murderous intentions. Aiming at the same shit, murder for attention.
Nigga, I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, yeah, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feel a new day dawning, yeah, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Yeah, I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Yeah, I'm feeling so rejuvenated. I woke up this morning, yeah, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Yeah, I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Yeah, and I'm feeling so rejuvenated. Feeling new.
Feeling rejuvenated. Hello, hello, listeners. Thank you. First of all, thank you, thank you, thank you, and for your support and your love. True God Immortals here and Team DAR. He said it's okay for some of us to say DAR, but say it the right way. And I always get excited when True God Immortal visits us and talk with us here in the crew. So I'm not going to just keep on gabbing because tonight's show is 45 minutes. So those of you that want to get your calls in, please call within 30 minutes before, while the live streaming is going on, but the show will be 45 minutes. And tonight is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Monday Night Vibes, and we're talking with True God Immortal, and we're just going to zoom straight on in. We're going to premiere two of his hot songs from Exodus. Did I say it right? And without any further ado, here's True God Immortal. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I think the whole... Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear
here?
Me?
I hope you can hear me.
You.
I think we are here.
Okay.
I think we are here. I think the whole team is here. Yeah, we are here.
Okay, because I know the there's a roll call. Yes.
Yeah.
So who's on?
Yeah, you know, it's me.
Me is True God Immortal, the one and only. Okay, and who else is on the call?
I think we got to follow.
Reintroduce yourselves. I know you, but all the listeners do not.
I think Apollo was on. I don't know. I can't hear him.
I think Apollo was on. I think Apollo is
Either Apollo or Axel should be on. I know right now. I guess it's just me and Speed. I don't know what Blog Talk has. Our Blog Talk's been acting kind of funny,
okay,
so I don't know what numbers are popping up.
Apollo. Okay, he just pressed one. So I'm going to turn his mic on.
Okay, we got Apollo here, then? We got Apollo here?
I need to turn his mic on. Okay.
Yeah, he's
Hello,
here.
Apollo.
Yeah, I hear him. I hear him.
What's up?
Hey, I'm in here.
How
you doing? How's everybody?
We're doing great. We're excited to hear of all the work you all have been doing.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're waiting for Axel. I don't know if Axel's on or not. I'm not sure. I haven't really heard from him in a minute, so I'm not sure if he's on. But me, Speed, and Apollo can hold us down until he gets here. He might be busy.
I have I have three of the members. Everyone's mic is on.
Yeah, so Axe is probably not. Axe is probably not here right now. But you know,
okay.
It's all good. You know, like you know, we as a team, if one of us can't make it, it's cool. You know what I mean? So, you know,
yeah.
We got the Exodus joint that just dropped. Exodus dropped yesterday, and you know, we getting a little bit. You know, getting a lot of love from the fans out there, and it's kind of hard right now because we're competing with the fans' attention span, you know, with the new Kendrick album coming out. So, you know, we going to keep pushing it. But it's definitely a solid project. I feel like right now I think we're making the best music we've made in our entire careers, you know, in our lives, period. You know, I think the energy is right amongst the team. Everybody, whether it's, you know, like group stuff or solo stuff or just, you know, duo stuff or maybe or just a whole bunch of whatever we're making, all the music we're making, I think that this is the best that we've done, period. I just, everything feels right. I mean, everybody's, you know, just musically, everybody's focused. And I think as a team and as a collective, I don't think there's any other collective out there that's messing with us. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's anybody who can really go with us as far as music goes. You know, we go song for song. I don't think you can compete with us.
Yeah, I love the picture you had posted the other day showing us how, you know, you guys was preparing for a studio session or getting together Saturday evening, and I loved how you posted that picture because we have images and visualizing in our minds, but that was great for you to share that moment with us.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of a, like I have to apologize to the fans because we don't have any visuals out there like us in the studio. You know, and you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have a lot of videos from us in the studio. A lot of music videos out right now. That's what we're working on. We're working on getting the presentation out there better for, you know, for the visuals and stuff like that. And I wanted to give the, you know, give our fans and give listeners and just kind of a window into like some of the people in the team. You saw, if you go to my Instagram, follow me on Instagram, and you know, at True God Immortal, you saw Apollo talking a little bit. You got you know, Easy, who, you know, another member of the, you know, of the team. He's coming up. We had our secret weapon there with us. You know what I'm saying? We had a great session on Saturday. So it was like it was a great energy. So I wanted to give people an idea of what it's like just to be around and see that we, you know, it's not just a team. We had some you know DAR extended family people show up to the session. So you know, that's all it was. Just give people a candid look at what we do, because our creative process is ridiculous. Just to be in the studio with us, whether it's for an hour session or 2 hour session, even longer session, it's a process.
You know. I had seen a deal the other day in Baltimore, a round trip. I'm like, man, I need to go up there. Just show up.
Come visit us.
That's right.
Exactly. You know, I mean, we welcome, you know, like I got people right now that want us to set up a session this week because they want to come through and just kind of, you know, be around the energy, be around the creative energy and you know, they want to match or bring some stuff down here for us or whatever. So it's like people really are feeling our energy, and I think for me that gets them to see the vision even more. Like, if you hear the music, you think, man, this music is dope, but to sit in the studio with us, to see how we work and to talk with us and just get an idea of where our heads are at, I think that's why I feel like interviews. Yeah, I think that's why our interviews are so important. You know, it's like interviews like this where we could explain ourselves and talk about what we do as a team and our visions and our mind state. I feel like that allows the fans to get a little more in-depth. Like, we're not just giving you music. We're giving you a full experience with the whole DAR movement. So, you know, whether it's just music or, you know, whether it's media stuff with, you know, like the Define a Revolution site or speedonthebeat.com or just anything that we, Eyes on the Ring, like anything that we do, like the other radio shows, you know, radio shows that we do, like it, whatever we do, I feel like it, we're giving you more than just music. But the music is the core. Music is where it starts from, and you know, to understand that process that we go through, you would definitely you would feel us even more. Like if you feel the music, as I feel, if you feel the music, and like, man, these dudes are nice, and then you hear like what we do and how we think, you're like, damn, like this is ridiculous. Like you dudes are geniuses, which I've had people say that. A lot of them don't want to say it when they're in front of us like that. You know what I'm saying? They'll wait till after and then hit me up.
But
and
most
like,
definitely,
no,
you are
work,
geniuses.
You know? Yeah. So.
Thank you, Beth. We appreciate that. That means a lot.
Your music speaks for itself, but it's good to hear your backstory. Okay, who is this, Apollo?
Yes, that's Apollo, yeah. I was just saying thank you because,
okay.
Because, like, to piggyback off of what you said, like, it's a whole thing about energy and giving people an experience, you know. And like, when we have studio sessions, as you can see in some of the videos, like, we have fun, too, you know what I mean? So it's like, we want to have a nice, relaxed environment, yeah. So...
So I'm looking at Exodus, and you have 16 tracks, and we're going to showcase Green Light and Dance. But how was it, the process? Can you give us a little peep into the process of recording this album?
I
mean, it's like
I'll let Speed go first. Let Speed, because Steve be a little quiet. So go ahead, Speed. It's on you.
How did it flow? The process in and out of the studio, writing songs, coming together.
Like for real, it kind of just came out of nowhere. Because I mean, to be truthful, we weren't really planning to head back out this early to have a new project.
You know what? That surprised me, too. I wanted something. I and I know many others wanted to hear more, but that caught me off guard, too. Okay, continue.
Yeah, so True just, like, started hitting us up randomly, and we were just like, all right, well, let's set up some sessions and go over some beats. And from there, we just started tossing out ideas, tossing out concepts. And, okay, so the first album was... Genesis, what comes after Genesis in the Bible, the book of Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since, as True's probably said like many times, like we aren't really the most religious group of people, but we are spiritual. We do believe that there's a higher power out there. So we want to try to incorporate that in some way to the music, even if it's not really Christian music or like stuff like that. So taking that idea, we just to get it all four of us in the studio and actually just go in on these 16 tracks.
Yeah, I think to me what this album represented was, I think Genesis was kind of the introduction to get to bring everybody back. You know what I'm saying? Like it was the it was just like that introduction. You know, we had brought Axel into the fold. You know, me and Speed have been doing this. You know, since like 2011, just pushing it, and you know, and I'll be honest, you know, like it's this business is very tiring in many ways, and you know, making it happen and making the things that me and Speed have made happen for those first like three years, you know, with just a two man team. To me, it's like I feel like we made some history in some way, shape, or form. We shook up a lot of people with stuff we were coming from, and you know, once you reach a certain level with that two man team and you've accomplished a lot and you put out classic albums and you've done that, it's like with Genesis, I felt like we decided it's like this is the perfect time. Everything comes full circle, and you know, and Apollo, Apollo has said it before, like I basically brought him back to rap pretty much, which. It was just something where I knew for a fact we needed to go as a team, and I knew the energy we needed. I knew the energy he would bring to the table. The same way with Axe, you know, Axe was the energy. Axe was the energy god of the entire team when it comes to, you know, being on tracks. So, everybody has their own style, and with Genesis, you got to hear it manifest through. It was like Genesis to me is a compilation. It's a compilation in some ways, because there was a lot of songs where it was just like me and Apollo on something, or it was, you know, Speed and Axel on one, or, you know, it wasn't like an entire group album. It was just a way for everybody to get introduced again or reintroduced in some way, and just for people to kind of, you know, hear the collection of songs. As with Exodus is, to me, it's a concise album. It's a great album for one, but it's a concise album because everything is. I mean, there's maybe only like one or two tracks, or maybe like two or three tracks in the total album that we're not all four of us are on. So that right there, I think, kind of showed you, you know, it just exactly how much more concise it was in Genesis. And we were going through beats and just picking out tracks and just going over ideas. And I think we created something that is a great piece of music. I think it's relevant for the time, for the era that we're in. We're talking about a lot of current topics, you know, like Marinate, which talks about, you know, the state of Black America with a lot of stuff that's going on right now. You know, we've always done that with JR, but, you know, to do it in that group dynamic is fun because you get four different perspectives on the track. And that was that, to me that was fun. We got Greenlight and Sweet Child of Mine and Bet on Black and the whole album is so versatile with songs like Dance or Man Is Simple and Dangerous and all these songs that we have. It's like I can't even pick out like one. I can't even pick out like one or two songs that's the best, because every song serves its purpose and every song. There's no filler on this album, and that is what we want to do with DAR from 2015 on, is that when you make albums, you make records, no filler, no BS, none of that. We come in with straight up, just solid product, and that's what it is. And I wanted to get Apollo's opinion on it, you know?
On the whole album in general, just to piggyback off what
and
you said.
And on Greenlight,
like,
because I'm going to play Greenlight as soon as you finish speaking.
Okay, well, Greenlight more specifically, I think that represents, like, freedom, because just think about it, in essence, a green light, green means go. And when you're going, you're performing an action, and that action could be anything. But, like, and on the song itself, we all touch on different things that we are acting upon, you know what I mean? And I think that just symbolizes, like, the whole theme of the album, Exodus. Like, it's kind of like freedom, you know? And when you have the freedom and the action to do things and to stir in a positive direction, you know what I mean? I think that's very important to display, especially it was really important for the four of us to do that. And, yeah, it came up with a hit record.
That's right. And here is Green Light.
Life is something like a carousel. We're going round and round, chasing our dreams. And now all I see are cameras flashing, but the lights that are seeing are green. Green light, green light, green light. Gotta go before the signal is red. Green light, green light, green light. Dreams going steady, moving ahead. I told my young niggas rise higher, but they won't reach. Coming to age, it's the same shit that they told Bleak. You want the long-term riches, not the short-term goals. I had a gambling problem, now it's your turn, bro. I'm a legend beyond the DMV, then toss a whole gang. Black tee and hat, no DMC, no bulky gold chain. They say true, you spit blasphemous, insult your own name. What? Nigga false, I spit passionate. You think this shit's an accident? Right. Industry said fuck them, they wasn't trying to let me in. Fear the black guard, they trembling at my specimen. Property and no one birthed it with wisdom and melanin. Yeah. They used to judge our future off of the past we were peddling. Yeah. They opened up the closet, started looking for skeletons. Nothing. Not a bone was found, I grinded it into medicine. Therapy, clarity, that's what I call a music. Prepare to be immortal, be aware there's always Judas. Dreaming to be in Caesar, be aware there's always Brutus. Can't force people to see shit the way you always viewed it.
Life is something like a carousel. We're going round and round, chasing our dreams. And now all I see are cameras flashing, but the lights that are seeing are green. Green light, green light, green light. Gotta go before the signal is red. Green light, green light, green light.
keep going steady, moving ahead. Green light.
Oh, goddamn, I know I shouldn't, but I'm so dang greedy. And my fam, man, they some kind of needy. The cold world is stressing me, so I got the green to the light. And the light fogging on my clear head. Should I be dead since the spotlight's on me? Probably not since the cop light flashing past me. Or steady racing for racist philosophies. Darren Wilson still employed and Grant's killers went free. Oh, silly on me, who shouldn't speak of things that will keep the green hot of the pockets of the fiends for the dreams that we have. Supposed to be unseen, no, fuck those sheets. Fuck your burning crosses and fuck your savagery. My money's not leaving me, I work hard for it. The only thing killing me, my God, son. So I use what I get to get us what we want. If you agree, then come along, huh?
Life is something like a carousel, going round and round, chasing our dreams. Come along, and now all I see are cameras flashing, like the lights that's seeing the green. Green light, green light, green light, gotta go before the signal is red. Green light, green light, green light, green light, going steady, moving ahead. Green light.
Life is like a carousel. I used to say my prayers, throw my quarters in the wishing well. People telling secrets and I sweat, another kiss and tell. Still want protection from my city like a citadel. But like a bastion, major infractions in our infrastructure. Mortal wounds have been punctured. In our pride, we see all as a threat, which leads to civil unrest. Our shooters got the greenest light to do work at any moment. Indifference is a big component. We're gonna rock till the last moment. You look in the mirror, that's the real opponent. Whatever the task is, you know Apollo on it. Accident this shit, man, we own it. Try us with some shit, I don't condone it. We just mobile phone it. All my niggas trained to go, yeah, man, you know it, you know it.
Life is something like a carousel, going round and round, chasing our dreams. And now all I see are cameras flashing, but the lights that I'm seeing are green. Green lights, green lights, green lights. Gotta go before the signal is red. Green lights, green lights, green lights. Keep going steady, moving ahead. Green light.
Green light is incandescent. I'm built to rise above the pressure. I got a unique way that I convey my message. I dive off criticism, give no fucks about the indecision. D.A.R. and Brett niggas gonna have a collision. Mutating niggas are so envious that I find deep and so strenuous. Got my eyes on y'all, cause I know you disingenuous. All D.A.R. track, a flawless victory. Go at us and prepare for your own iniquity. My work ethic is to the motherfucking roof. It's always spit the fucking absolute truth. Niggas ain't ready for the heat we produce. XP, truth, and my nigga, Apollo. Come at us on the mic, prepare to get throttled.
Just in time for spring and summertime. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely. Definitely. If for spring and summertime, you're riding in the car, you know, you're riding in the car and you need that good music with the windows down, you got that Exodus. That Exodus is you from start to finish. There's no weak tracks on it. I mean, that green light, that's that, you know, that's that late night cruising, you know what I'm saying, cruising through you know, I say a halfway decent neighborhood, and you know, you just yes. Ride down the street and you got that green light playing, you know, or you know, you got songs like "Don't Do It," you know, "Don't Do It," which is on the album, is that's a monster track. That "Dangerous," which is infectious. "Man Is Simple," another infectious song. Like we have songs for, I feel like we have songs for the balanced hip hop fan on here, for the balanced hip hop fan, because if you want to hear some you know, boom bap and we want to hear lyrics, you're going to get that from us anyway, because that's what we do. And there's not too many people, like, lyrically, I think we're the most diverse group in hip-hop right now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's so hardcore. Your music's so hardcore, but it's so mellow, too. You know, because Green Light,
you know,
it's like you were saying, it's right. It's right to cruise in and ride around in. It's great for, like, barbecues out in the backyard at the park. I mean, for any time.
Yeah, I think Axel is on now. I think he said he was on.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to let you know, if you didn't know. another member is on. I thought it might be Axel. Axel, what's up?
What's going on?
I have his mic on.
Huh?
No, we can hear Axel? We can hear you. You good?
Yeah,
I can hear him. I can hear you. I don't know about everybody else. I think we can all hear you.
Yeah, how you doing?
I can hear him. What's up, Ak?
Doing all right.
What's up? Glad you could join us.
Appreciate being on for real.
Black X right there.
Well, what would you like to share with us regarding Exodus or any our future work or Exodus, the process? We've been talking about the process of how the album was produced. And who was that to say that just came together? You guys didn't plan it.
With Exodus, we had a lot of songs that were relatively good that we left off. Like, we were just in a good creative space as far as Exodus. And we just decided we wanted to make a versatile project. We didn't want to be one-dimensional. Uh-huh. We didn't want everything sounding the same. So we went into it. We was all pretty much on the same page. And we put out a pretty good project, you know. Definitely slept on.
Yeah, your work is so original, and it's amazing how none of you sound similar. You really are different, even though collectively, I mean, it's just amazing. You know how sometimes there are groups and the members maybe sound similar? You all bring different talents to the board, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
And it works.
We strive to do, you know.
We definitely appreciate that once again.
I feel like you bring your originality together, and bang, more originality.
Yeah, I don't think
not
I
common
feel like
and
with,
hard
with,
for
like
others
said,
to copy off of you.
Yeah,
because
you know,
I don't ever
I
hear
like
others
what,
that sound like you. I never hear others that sound like Team DAR or True God.
Are you not? You're not gonna hear that because what we bring, like I said, like I'm saying, is like what we bring to the table. Like I said, I was saying, I don't think there's a group out or a movement or a collective that's as diverse as we are, you know, because in every big group that's ever come along, there was always elements of everybody sounding alike or everybody having like similar styles, you know what I mean? And it, like this, everybody's versatile. So no matter what we do, we can go either way with it. You know what I mean? If we want to get trippy, you know what I mean? That's more to consider most of Apollo's lane, but we can all get on that same lane too. We're all able to be that diverse to go from here to there. We can be on, like that boom bap style. We can be on, just that drum heavy or some 808 stuff. Like we can go anywhere as artists because that like I think that's just what we're naturally bred for as artists. As you know, all of us, I think, myself, Apollo have also made beats in the past. We know Speed is one of the best producers, period. So, you know, we're carrying a crew full of people that just bring different elements. And when you combine those elements, like I said, we're stronger. You know, we're strong as solo artists. When you bring us together, it's nothing that could compare to that. And when you have a collective that can not only put together and in 1 year, not only put together a group album, but, you know, put together, like, multiple solo projects or, duo albums and compilations and whatnot. Like, when you have that, there's nobody that's doing it on the level that we are. I'm obviously biased because, you know, this is my people's, you know, it's my team, but I feel like
yes.
on as a fan, when I hear our stuff, I'm like, man, this is just... like, damn, like, this is good. If I listen to something that, you know, like Apollo's album or Speed's album, and I'm like, man, this story that Speed is telling on his album is ridiculous, or, like, damn, man, this is what Apollo's doing on his solo album is infectious. What Axel's coming with on his solo joint, it's ridiculous. Like, the ideas that we all bring and the concepts that we bring, there's no team that's doing that. There's no team that's doing
it's
that. And I think
like,
we're doing
I'm
it consistently.
I'm a big rock lover, and Kiss is one of my favorite bands. And back in the day, Kiss, the four members, released four separate albums. You guys remind me of that concept that Kiss had back in the 80s. You know, do your own thing, but then bring it back home. So check it out if you have never checked out that. Because that reminds me, and I'm sure it reminds others, too, that love rock and or know about that concept that Kiss had. All four members, they released their own albums with their own sounds, you know, but it was still the Kiss sound. But you seem like I haven't heard of anybody doing that, mainstream or what, you know.
I think the closest thing to that in the hip, I mean, every hip hop collective.
Yeah, people go off and do their own projects, but you guys' projects work together, are components of one another.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a story. I feel like you're getting a story, I think, with the entire team as it goes along. You know, like if you look at, I look at Genesis almost as like the rebirth of DAR, like the resurrection or the new, it's like a new era. We kicked off a new era, you know, and you know, like a part of that new, like, because the DAR sound and the DAR momentum before Genesis was kind of tailored to being story-wise, storyline-driven, narrative-driven, through personal stuff, through personal, you know what I'm saying, like mishaps and growth and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And those elements are always, that's always going to be there, because as men and as adults, we're growing and we're going through shit, you know, we're going through shit and we're learning. But I felt like with Genesis, mm-hmm. our momentum shifted. It was like, it became more just like I said, a new era where, you know, it kicked off with Genesis, and then you go to Pursuing Happiness, my fifth album, when you go to Apollo Belly, and then, you know, you go to Exodus, and now we got, you know, the HS album, me and Apollo doing together, and Speed's album coming out, the Baltimore commercial break with the, you know, From Juke Joints to Greatness, the Coolin' and Action World, which is coming, like, it's a different atmosphere. These records are not just personally driven. These records are not just stories. These are big albums. Like, if you heard Rejuvenated, you'll kick off, and you got, you know, like Apollo Belly, he's got, you know, Exotic, or he's got L.A. Confidential, you know what I mean? And he's got all these big records that, you know, we all have big records now, and it's like a good feeling to know, which would be Speed's initial single off of the Baltimore commercial break joint, and the Axel stuff, you know what I mean, for like that, because he got a cool song called Cool, the title track for his album Cooler Than Axel World, it's not finished yet, but that's a monster. He got, you know, we got Cypher tracks, that it's like every record we're doing now, every song we do now feels like a big moment in time. It feels like a big, it's like,
oh,
it feels
yes.
like something big every time we make a song. So, you know, the energy.
I'm feeling it. When you and I first started networking 4 or 5 years ago, you told me DAR was a movement. You said
yeah.
it's a movement, and it's definitely a movement.
it's not just music,
it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, I think with me and Speed initially, you know, in the beginning, we had set out, and I don't think we knew just how big it could, you know, get to be. I think when you have, you know, people who are legends in music or legends in the game or people who are well respected and well known, and they co-sign what you do, I think to me that there's a lot of cats out there who don't get the same type of love that we get. You know what I mean? Like I feel like there's a lot of people who hear our music and hear what we do, and they respect us so much that it's like they don't want to give us the credit that we probably deserve. And I don't do it. We don't necessarily do it for those accolades anyway. But it's kind of I see it at times. You know what I'm saying? I see stuff and I'm like, okay, I get it. You know, you don't want to give us that credit. And he's like, that's fine. You know, we'll get it in other ways. But then you have the, like I said, the well-known names and some legends who co-signed and said, you know, I like what y'all do. And, you know, I know a lot of them don't take time out of their day to say that to everybody. So, you know, to have them, you know, say something about what we do or have fans say, yo, this album
exactly.
is actually, this actually, like, you know, like, for somebody that listened to Exodus and then probably
like earlier
the
day,
yo.
Mary J. Blige direct message a video to me. You know, if it was her or her manager or team leader, that was great to get that direct message in a video asking how I like her performance on Empire. You know, when people recognize that, it's great.
And I think that's the thing is that, you know, where we at now, you know, people are recognizing. Like I said, somebody will probably hit me up and be like, yo, I listen to Exodus, and, you know, like comparing it to albums that came out this year already in 2015. You know, it's like, to me, it's one of my top two favorites. And somebody said the only thing that's basically, you know, that's basically close to it right now is the Kendrick album. I got hit up with that today from somebody who said, I listened to this all the way through, and this joint is ridiculous. Like, this is a monster. Like, you know, that's...
What's that?
I don't know what's going on in the background.
Hello?
I don't know what that is.
Hello? Doesn't sound like it's
somebody
coming from my end.
It ain't my phone.
Somebody.
Hello?
That's me.
Sound like
who's
it's a
on
background.
Here? Apollo, you here? Apollo, you good?
Hello? It doesn't seem like it's... I never heard this sound on my phone.
That might be Apollo. I don't know, because I can't hear him.
I think it is.
It sound like it's coming from the background. Okay, there it is. Wait, okay. Maybe you hit mute.
Yeah, that's a pop. Yeah.
Oh, you heard that before? Okay.
I'm guessing Apollo needs to be muted because I think everybody else is fine.
So they trying
okay,
to keep us down,
here,
man.
Okay, it's okay. Yeah, because our time is running out. And but we'll be part two is coming up later this week, right?
yeah, we'll do a part two. Definitely do a part two.
Yeah, exactly. I am looking at your tags on your site, and I am wondering intellectual ignorance. What is that all about? you
Steve,
know me.
That's Steve.
I mean, because
intellectual
like,
ignorance.
Like
you're ignorant, but you're intellectual with it, huh?
Yeah, because like you
what
have songs
it,
like
really?
Dance, and it's like on the surface, it's kind of like just like a song about you know shaking ass. Like,
uh-huh.
You get deep into it, it's like art. Like there's actually like. Not like some sort of knowledge along with it.
Yeah, even the fun songs are, you know, they're fun, but they're intellectual. You're gonna learn something out, get something out of it.
Yeah, I mean, because
okay.
like my verse on dance, I like, start running down just like
uh-huh.
different musical artists.
Uh-huh.
Like on my verse, yeah, like I said, like the end of my verse on dance, I just like start running down random musical artists and like movements from the past and comparing them
yeah.
to like how the prospective female is going to be with me. I talk about Chuck Berry, Chuck Brown, Baltimore club music.
Yeah.
It's trying to like encompass everything.
Yeah.
Looking forward to playing.
I wanted to talk about dance a little bit because, to me, I think that has the most potential as a single to really take off, at least one of them, you know, because it's a record where we're coming up on spring and we're coming up on summer, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you, like, a song like Dance is perfect for that. you know.
Exactly. And then you talk about your appreciation of women, especially
the
black
ladies.
Woman.
We love the ladies.
Appreciation for them physically and mentally. Uh-huh. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, we love the ladies. We love the queens. We love the shakers, the movers. We love them all.
Thank you.
I think that's the beauty of what we do, because with DAR we have balance in everything. With the same way we could talk about, you know, dance. At the, you know, on the flip side of that, we could do a late night adventures, or we could do a, you know, since you came into my life, or a elevated going up, which I haven't heard yet, but you will soon. So we have balance to where we encompass the entire like landscape of emotions that we have as men towards the women, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's, you know, we want to see you shake that ass, or we want to talk to you about our relationship, or we want to tell you how much we love you. Like that to me, that's real emotions. That's real shit. Because most artists are artists are so one sided with females that they don't have that. They can't go from one range to another when it comes to talking about women.
Yeah, so some artists they're just going to talk about the bedroom, or they're just going to talk about body part. But you, but True God and Team DAR, you definitely talk about all aspects, like was mentioned earlier, mentally, physically, you know, even you go in depth with the emotional side in a lot of your songs throughout the years that I've heard.
Yeah, that I mean, like I said, that's what it is. You know, we want to give a different perspective, because in music, you get pigeonholed to be a certain way usually by fans, and they want you to just be like, man, you came out and said you never love these bars, and now look at you, now you got, it's like if Jay came out and said, you know, me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happened, I'd be forever macking, and then you see him like, you got married to Beyonce, and you start making all these excuse me misses and all that, and it's like, that's growth. So instead of us pigeonholing ourselves to say we never going to do this, never going to do that, we're going to talk about a variety of aspects in a relationship with females. And I feel like with music, that's what you need. You need that variety. And we all
exactly.
Give you those emotions, good and bad. So, and that works.
Musically, like one of my favorite actors who, you know, who I'm always sharing and promoting, because he loves Mississippi too. Musically, True God and Team DAR sound like a James Franco. He will never, it seems like he'll never be pigeonholed. And neither will you all, because you're so diverse and you keep people on their toes.
Keep ourselves on our toes.
I've never. we definitely do. definitely do. And I think what Exodus and the cover project of 2015, this is the best music I said we've made in our entire lives, and I feel like as listeners listen to it and you get a grasp of where we're coming from. I think this is the most relatable stuff that's out there, because once again, it's not just one thing; it's everything, and it's universal and it's undeniable at this point. There's no way you can deny the music that's being made. So I tell everybody who's listening right now, you go over to teamdar.bandcamp.com and you get yourself a copy of this. You need that. You need that album.
And also check out their interviews and their art blogs and a lot of information about all the members at defineARevolution.com.
Yeah, go to defineARevolution.com. And defineARevolution.com, we have a different variety of stuff on that site, whether it's relationships, whether it's, you know, Speed reviewing movies and asking, was it really that bad? I got top five stuff, and, you know, and we're getting more content. And we got interviews and stuff. And the same thing with speedonthebeat.com. You know, speedonthebeat.com, check that out. Like, there's so much stuff that we have, so much media that we have out there, that you cannot miss us. When I say it's a movement, it's a takeover, and that's what this is now. That's what this is. You cannot miss us.
From a movement to a takeover, I like that. That's right.
Yeah, the movement is taking over.
Well, I definitely want to play Escalation, but time is running out. So we're going to continue with part two in this week, right?
Yeah, yeah. We'll make that official announcement a little later.
Okay, and the big announcement, that's going to be on part two?
We have some announcements. Yeah, we'll part two be able to get a couple announcements on release dates and stuff like that, too. So.
Oh, okay.
That'll
great.
Be part
that sounds
two.